Do you want to be better in business or life? Do you want to be able to execute and succeed? You must have a positive mindset. You must believe and stay focused. Do you know what it takes? It takes fuel. Welcome to Fuel Your Drive.
Welcome to Fuel Your Drive. I am your host, Josh York, and today we have a very special guest, actually a great friend of mine, someone who's a top fitness expert, owner of Drive Health Clubs. Let me tell you, not only is this man a certified stud in my book, he has a client roster of people like Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, Sebastian Stan, David Harbour, and many more. He also serves as a brand ambassador for some of the top tier health brands out there. Guys, let's give a warm welcome to my good friend, Don Saladino. Don, how's it going, bud?
What's up, Josh? My man, I'm so excited to be on here. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely, man. We are so excited to have you on here. And, you know, I think really when people start looking at you, and I know a lot of people look up to you and you mentor a lot and speak at a lot of great events, people always want to obviously hear the story. So I'd say, let's start getting into that kind of what got you into the field, how this all kind of evolved.
Yeah. And you know what, not to try and give you like the 2 minute pitch, because I don't want to bore everyone, but you know, I was a college athlete, played Division I baseball, was starting to think about what my next steps were when I realized and I wanted to get into fitness. Got a job at a big box gym, worked there for about a year, broke off, started my own personal training business, was training like 40 to 60 1 hour sessions a week for about 5 years, got funding to open Drive 495, 15,000 square foot fitness club in about 2005. Started as a golf fitness club, started landing a lot of celebrity clients, getting them ready for the big screen, realized there was a lot more money to be made there and obviously enjoyed it a lot. So kind of pivoted my business, still have the golf portion of the business, but still the golf portion of the business. But I think the superhero training, all that stuff was a lot of fun. So I then did another raise, launched a business called, a company called Driven Apps, where I developed an app company, did apps with like Dwayne Wade, Adrian Peterson, Ernie Els. They went to number one in the app store in two of the categories, sitting there like raking in the money, sitting there laughing, going, wow, this can't be this easy. And then realized it wasn't and ended up exiting the app business. And it just wasn't the finish that I planned, but had a really big learning curve there and realized that we were jumping into this digital era, but it really came down to engagement. It didn't matter if you had the NFL MVP or an NBA champion. You know, we launched the app a day after the Heat won. All the time it was perfect. So it wasn't about what athletes that you would have or what celebs or stars that you'd have. It really came down to engagement and making people feel, you know, important, making them feel special. And that's kind of when my whole digital, I would say after Driven is when my digital career really kind of started taking off and did another app company. Really kind of dancing around the digital space now, enjoying it a lot. You know, still stay connected and train some celebs for big roles. But that's something I've always enjoyed doing and I like taking on projects. And you know, right now it's been 14 years with Drive and got a lot of cool, fun things ahead of me.
Well, that's great, Don. That's great. Congratulations on your success. But, you know, I think from an outsider, people want to know, like, who was the first real celebrity you started training? What was that like, that first session? Were you nervous? Did you need to get yourself motivated? Like, you know,
no.
You and I are pretty, walk me through that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, listen, so my first guy was Hugh Jackman. I got him ready for Wolverine in Australia. That was about 12 years ago. And no, I wasn't nervous. It was what I love to do. And then when you hear getting up in concert or performers or major league players, when they get up to bat where they do what they've been doing for so long, there's really no nervousness because they just do them and they just kind of get up there and swing the bat or they sing or they do what they're so comfortable doing. So for me, it wasn't, you know, I'm training a celebrity. For me, it was a man who had to get ready for a role. And we were pivoting from A Boy from Oz, which was a Broadway show that I think he was 175 pounds for. And we had to go into this role of Wolverine, where we had to create this monster in about 8 or 9 months. And we did that through training and rest and nutrition and recovery. And then, you know, and all those things that obviously exist are even more important today. So, you know, it started with him. And I think I focused so much on him and made it all about him. That's why my career took off. You know, I wasn't interested back then in social media. I wasn't interested in notoriety or being in publications. I mean, he almost had to push me to do specific things behind my back, which is why he's such a great guy. But you make it about them, and afterwards you get to, you know, reap the benefits of seeing your person up on the big screen and watch them perform. And you know, I never look at it as something I created. They're the one who has to do all the work, but it's nice to know that you have your fingerprint in that just a little bit.
That's great. Something you touched on that's really important that I really speak very highly about is,
you know, he pushed you kind of like to do things that you didn't want to do. And, you know, I always talk about evolving because evolving is very important. And I always say, if you don't evolve, you die. And I like to use the example of Blockbuster and Netflix. So for you, you know, obviously, you know, you have to continue getting better because obviously, you know, you have extreme success, both obviously on the training side, the business side. So what are some things that you've done though that you pushed yourself out of your limits to really get out there? Because I'll tell you, people, Don's got a great social media platform. You can check him out. And, you know, towards the end, we'll kind of share it where you can kind of see him. But he does great things, real engagement, funny stuff. I laugh at a lot of the stuff. I love it. But like, what are things that you've done to kind of push yourself to get out there more? Because I feel like a lot of people don't have that confidence. And I always like to say, just like Nike says, you just have to do it. So like, what are those some of those things for you?
First off, you know, never forget where you came from. So I've always been a coach, and training is what people come to me for. And just today, a celebrity, you know, reached out to me. Last week, a huge name in Hollywood reached out to me. So you got to stay on top of your game, and you got to evolve with coaching. You got to evolve with, you know, training and programs. And how do you get someone from point A to point B? How do you make it easier? How do you make it better? How do you make the experience better? I see a lot of coaches, just kind of, they know what works for them. Or I especially see it with a lot of bodybuilders or competitors, and like, well, that's what works for me. And I'm thinking to myself, well, no, that's what, all that you're exposed to. That's all that you know works for you, you know? So yeah, you train, you look great, but your body's killing you. But a lot of these guys and women, they never evolve. They never take courses. They never hire people during the year that they can learn from. I hired a guy to come in and teach us the Bulgarian bag, which is a tool that I'm not going to use a lot, but I wanted to learn about. So he's been coming in, he's been teaching us about it. I've been looking at the way he coaches, his perspective of it, a couple of movements that I like to do. It's never something where I've got this ego of, oh, well, I know more than him. Regardless, it's not important. There's an area that he knows more than me on. So I want to learn from him. So that's number one, is always kind of honing in your craft. Step two is you really got to step back and you got to look at the areas of your life, your business that you want to improve on. And this is another big mistake. People try and do it all, and they try and become the jack of all trades. And I know, especially in business, could I do sales at my club? Absolutely. Could I do maintenance at my club? Absolutely. Could I do training at my club? Absolutely. It gets to a point where you just can't scale if you try and do all these things on your own, and you're never going to be able to, I think, be optimal in each category. So you got to go hire people in areas that they might even be better than you on. And then it's about working with them and trying to add value, and then everyone working together as a team where they can really help elevate the business. So I know a lot of people out there, they don't want to ask for help. They don't want to admit that they need someone to come in here. You know, it's like, let me give a perfect example. Like, you run a very successful business. You called me at one point because you wanted to learn. This is a while ago, but you want to learn more about social media. So we sat down and we talked about it. That's a very humbling, and that's something that I really admired you about for that, that I gave you some tough love on it. It's an area that you weren't at the time. Now you're way better and very, very good. And I've been following you, and good job. I'm proud of you. But it's one of those things where I think you got to step back as a business person. You just have to admit that there's areas you can improve, life, family, whatever it might be. And I think that's what I do a really good job of. I can recognize the areas I want to improve. And when I want to improve it, I don't want to sugarcoat it. Tell me I'm doing it wrong. Tell me what I need to improve. What is the best way to improve it? Let's go about doing it. If I have to raise more money to do it, we have to raise more money to do it. You know, I won't make excuses up.
That's amazing. People, you need to listen to what he said. It is so spot on. Look, I like to always say, be a student every day. You have to constantly learn, constantly get better. Practice, they say practice makes perfect. I say practice makes permanence. But something that he really talked about and it's really true, is focus on your strengths. Delegate the rest to the rest of your team, because you want to be working on your business and less in your business. And that's really, really spot on. So people, listen to what he's saying there, because that's really something that's very important to understand. But you know, look, I know you're driven. All right. I watch you. I observe. I'm always observing. One thing that comes to my mind, Don and I sometimes work out at the same gym, and I do this all the time. And I was laughing when I saw you, because I'm like, man, this guy is crazy. Like me, up at 3:45 in the morning, you're at the gym because you were flying out, I think, to Texas that day, I believe. You came back the same night. And I'm like, that's how you do it. People don't get that. And that's what blows my mind. But
you know, everyone wants their cake and eat it. You know, everyone wants their cake and eat it too. Because they don't want to look at, you know, you look at these successful business people or all these people that you're starting to get on your podcast who've grown billion-dollar businesses, and they think it just kind of fell on their lap and that they didn't put in hours or they didn't struggle or they weren't bouncing checks at one point. God, I mean, this has happened to all of us. I mean, I've never spoken to a successful person. Calvin Klein, a client of mine, told me at one point he was walking down his beach with his daughter saying, I may not be able to, where am I going to live? Like, I literally don't have that type of, you know, I'm going to be broke at this point. Anyone I've spoken to who have been so successful at one point where they were sleeping on their couch in their office. So it's just, everyone just thinks they're going to snap their finger in this whole millennial era and just be successful. And maybe some people, but it's not realistic.
It's very true. And I tell everything, patience. It's all about patience. But I do believe your obsessions become your possessions, and you have to stick with it. You have to never give up. You have to always stay focused. But, you know, just to touch on that 1 second again, guys, like, let me run this through. Like, I saw Don at like 3 o'clock in the morning or 3:30 in the morning, worked out, went to the airport, flew out to Texas, flew back the same night. And I will bet my life on it, because I know his character, because he's like me. You got your work in the next day, no matter how tired you were. That is how you do it. But, you know, I also think I'm a big believer in routines. Like, I tell people, you could literally hire a sniper to sit outside my window and it will get me every single day, because I'm so routine on timing. Like, how important is routines to you, Don?
It is. From the moment I go to bed the night before, when my routine starts. My routine, I always say, it never starts that the day of. It always starts the night before. So my routine is about the meals that I'm prepping. Because if they're not prepped, or my wife's been helping me out with a prep, God bless her, but if they're not put in the specific area or the specific spot, even in the fridge, they're lined up in a certain area. It's just to make my next day that much more easy and mindless. My car keys are in the same spot. My clothes are laid out. Like, I've got my morning routine. You know, if I'm in a car service at 5 a.m., by the time I get in the car, I already did breathing. I stretched a little bit. I ate. I showered. I've went through my routine. I packed my bag and I'm off. And then my day starts. And then, yeah, everything's calculated, man. It really is. Like, I know my schedule. Things get thrown out of me. But yeah, I know when I'm having my meals today. I'm prepared for that. And people don't want to do that. And it's just funny. I look at a lot of fitness people who are, it's the best example I can give. I like using fitness as an example. And I'll look at these bodybuilders that are so regimented with everything they've done in their life when that comes to their body and their health and wellness, or whatever you want to call it. But they'll complain to me about money, they'll complain to me about finances or the next step. And I say, go, guys, what's your routine with your fitness regimen? And they go and they list it like they're some ninja. Everything's just like, you're looking at this guy going, Jesus, this is insane. And I'm like, well, kind of measure your finances. What's your business plan for the next year, 2 years, 5 years? You know, what's your exit strategy? Start at the finish. Like, what's your plan? And like, I don't know. I'm like, you know, fitness is like business. It's, you set a goal in mind, all right? You lay out a workout plan for, say, the next 2 or 3 months or whatever it is. And then you go in there every day and you focus on the day. If someone has a prize, they go in, they try and crush that workout. They try and get as much rest as possible. They try and eat the best of their ability, supplement, do what they have to do. And then they go to bed, they wake up the next day, and it's repeat. They're not sitting there obsessing, oh, you know, I got to gain 50 pounds. I got to get 50 pounds. At least not the really successful ones. It'd be like me going to bed every night saying, I got to have $20 million in my bank account by the end of the year. And I'm obsessing about it every day. And I'm not going to get there because I'm so obsessed with the end goal that's taking my focus away from what I need to do every day to get there. You know, it's like, yep. You see people who are all in their head, all they're infatuated with is what is the number. I got to lose 30 pounds and they're obsessing over it and they're weighing themselves every day. And it's this yo-yo effect. It's this emotional tug of war to where they know they never get to their goal and they're unhappy and they're upset, where all they needed to do was get a great plan, understand that falling off the plan is part of the plan and not trying to be perfect. And then going in each day and doing the best you can. And going in with a positive outlook and trying to execute and execute and execute and falling off and executing again. And that's what I tell my clients. Whoa, I'm going to be perfect. No, when you break, when you get off your diet, that's part of our plan because we're mixing that in. So I don't want it to be a negative thing. And then they find out that they start enjoying the process a little bit more. Then they turn around in 3-4 months and they're like, oh shit, I just lost 20 pounds. What the hell happened? That wasn't that hard. And I'm like, it doesn't have to be. But honestly, most of the people out there, they just take the wrong approach to all this.
Yeah. Yep. Well, listen, I agree with you. And, you know, fitness and business are very aligned because it's funny when someone says, I want to get in shape, or someone says, I want to grow their business, but they don't want to put the work in. You know, I always say the dirtiest word you could ever hear is work. People need to work, and people, you need to listen to what Don's saying because it's just such valuable information. He's spot on. And this man has created such success for himself. But like, I'm sure people want to know, like, how far are you willing to go to succeed, Don?
Well, not at the point of jeopardizing my integrity or my family. So, I mean, it's very important for me to become successful, but it's important to me because I love what I'm doing. It's like the human body. When you get into bodybuilding or you get into playing baseball, when I played baseball, I wanted to be the best baseball player I can be. When I was a trainer, I wanted to be the best trainer I can be. When I'm in business now, I want to be the best person I can be in my field. And yeah, at what cost? Not at losing my family, you know, not at doing wrong by other people. Like, that's something I won't do. I would never do that. I'd rather stay at the level that I'm at for the rest of my life than doing wrong by people. So yeah, there's a level of integrity and there's a level of character that I like to hold. You know, for me, being a good person is more important, and a good dad and a good husband is more important than anything else. But I believe you can have it all in that sense. There's no reason why you can't be successful and be a good person. I mean, naturally, listen, I've been in business with people who work, unfortunately, they haven't agreed with, really had to sit in my chair, and they never had my overhead, and they never had to manage a staff, and they don't have to juggle the things that I juggle. So it's very easy for a single guy who's 26 years old to point the finger and say, well, I can do things better than Don. Sure, then go do it. You know, it's so easy. You know, if someone comes works for you, Josh, and you have to, you know, reprimand them, or you have to give them some constructive criticism, and they don't like what you're saying, it's like, well, no one forced you to work for Josh. Like, they're, you know, think about it. Working for someone, it's a contractual agreement. No one ever really thinks of it this way. I am paying you to come in and to facilitate an area of work for me that I very well can do, but I choose not to because I have to focus on other areas of my business. If you do not like that job, or you feel like you cannot do it anymore, no one is forcing you to stay in this position. At any point, you can go and quit. You do not have to work for Josh. You do not have to work for Don. But what happens is people are so scared to go off and do their own thing and fight for their own that they'll sit there and they'll continue to work and they'll continue to resent you for it. Okay, at that point, when I start seeing that, even if someone's doing a good job, I've been known to let people go for that because it's like life is too short. I can't have someone working for me, even if they're doing a pretty good job. If I know that they're unhappy, I had to let go of one of my best coaches, probably 7-8 years ago. He was a phenomenal coach, but I knew he was unhappy. So I let him go. There was no saving him. I had conversations with him over it, but I let him go. It was the best thing I could have done for him, whether he realized it to this day or not. But yeah, you know, those are tough decisions that you have to make, you know, as I say, sitting in the chair.
I agree. And that's something I touched on that's very important is culture, and obviously having a good culture within your workplace, because, you know, I'll catch Don and his team singing videos sometimes, good morning videos and funny stuff. And culture wins any day of the week. It's the most important thing. And when people are happy and you bring on happy people, you create a great environment. And that's definitely what Don is talking about. And that's phenomenal to hear. So before we wrap this up, Don, last question I want to kind of ask you, if you were conducting this interview, what question would you ask?
Well, I think the first thing is what you've done with your business. I think it's incredibly, one, it was risky, but two, is very entrepreneurial. And to go out there and to launch your concept and to make it pretty much a global concept now, isn't it? I mean, you're not just in the States anymore. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're in 3 countries. We're actually, and I appreciate those comments, but we are actually the fastest growing franchise brand right now in the world.
That's unbelievable. So that's something that I've never done, or it's out of my scope. I mean, that's pretty incredible. I mean, that's taken the 100-foot view and making it, you know, a 1,000-foot view now. So I think that's what I would ask you is, how did you do it? What gave you that vision? On day one, did you know it was going to be in 3 countries, or was it something that just slowly evolved? And, you know, probably I will throw one more question in there. What was the mistake that you made that probably turned into a great thing?
So those are great. So first I'll start off by when I was sitting in my parents' dining room in 2008, Don, I had a vision and a laptop. And that vision is quite simple. And I call it our guarantee that we will be the largest fitness brand in the world in the next 15 to 20 years. And I always say the chances of that not happening, you got a higher probability of seeing elephants fly. The thing is, what we're doing is obviously living in the Amazon world. That's where we live. Everyone's about convenience. What's good for you and very special is you're in that real good area and you really are Amazon proof. Because I always say, you know, robots are never going to replace what we do. Human interaction is never going anywhere. But I've always seen the vision from day one. People laughed at me. People doubted me. In my book, I talked about literally about half a chapter about this successful entrepreneur I used to train. And before I launched Gym Guys, I'll never forget this. And I created a holiday after him. It's on August 1st. It's called National Swiss Cheese Day. I go to the deli, I get a half a pound of Swiss cheese. I don't even eat it. It sits on my desk all day. Before I start Gym Guys, I asked him about what he thought. He laughed at me and told me it was like Swiss cheese. It's got too many holes in it. You'll never succeed. And then I was on the cover of the New York Times business section about 6 years later, and he called me and apologized. But the big thing is believing in the vision, believing in obviously, you know, how you're going to get there. You talked about challenges. I could tell you stories on this phone that will give you ulcers, like literally ulcers of what I've been through. From being evicted from my apartment to literally sleeping in the van. I was in Atlantic City one night, almost took my life savings to make payroll, put it obviously all on red. Red's our color. Just crazy stories, but it's about just staying focused.
Wait, did it hit red or no?
No, I actually ended up not doing it. I came up with another idea and I only needed 21 grand for payroll. I ended up raising 42,000 overnight. I got real creative, real strategic, gave a ton of free sessions out, did whatever I had to do. But I will tell you the biggest mistake I ever made, and obviously I learned from it, and I've added up over the years the amount of money I've wasted on errors. It's a little over $200,000 in 10 years. January will be 11 years I'm doing this, but the biggest mistake I ever made was not taking my time when finishing a product, like whether it's a piece of material for marketing, a business card, and I sent something out and forgot to put some information on it. And it was very important information. And ever since then, obviously, I always learned to get a second set of eyes on everything. Because like you said, and you touched on earlier, look, focus on your strengths. And my strength is a leadership side. My strength is business strategy. My strength is execution. Looking at proofreading and stuff like that is not my strength. So I let someone else do that. And that's where we are today. But, you know, we're very alike. And that's why I'm definitely really kind of drawn towards you because I love your energy. I'm sure everyone who's listening to this is going to get fired up. Guys, you need to really pay attention and follow Don. Don, where can everyone find you if you want to share that information?
Yeah, check out my Instagram page, Don Saladino. I would go there and my website, driveclubs.com. I also have my own personal website, donsaladino.com. But Instagram is going to paint, you know, a big picture for you, what I do. But driveclubs.com, great, great website, shows you about the club. We're 14 years in already, so it's been a fun run.
Beautiful, beautiful. Don, thank you again so much for joining us on Fuel Your Drive podcast. We were blessed to have you. Good luck. And until next time, guys, take care.
Thanks, Josh.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast, Fuel Your Drive. Please be sure to subscribe and leave a review. I'd really appreciate it. And also, make sure you follow Gym Guys on Instagram. And of course, myself, Josh York GG. We're going to change the world. And we want to help you along the journey.